Last week we started the Perek Ches. We were discussing the inyan of Seid HaIbur, the adding the extra month to the year, and then the Medrash was discussing the responsibility for adding that extra month to the year and who it went through for the various generations. Before, originally, it says that Hashem was in charge of it, and then it says it gave it to Adam Rishon in Gan Eden. Which is interesting. I didn't say this last week, but why does it say Dafka he gave it to him in Gan Eden? He could have given it to him anywhere. Why? It's coming to teach us a point that this idea of adding the month to the year, Ibarach Hashanah, is supposed to be done in a holy place. It's supposed to be done in a holy. That's why it says that he gave it to Adam Rishon Dafka in Gan Eden. So it said that Adam gave it over to Chanoich. Chanoich gave it to Noach. We said that on Pi the Cheshbon of the years it doesn't work out. Chanoich gave it to Noach. So we added in an extra person, Mr. Shalach. Chanoich gave it to Mr. Shalach, who gave it to Noach. Right? So we have Adam, Chanoich, Mr. Shalach, Noach. Noach gave it to Shem. Shem gave it to Avram Avinu. And if you look in my book on Lashon HaKodesh, in the third chapter, I speak about the idea of Avram Avinu being a continuation of Shem. So this is also kashur to the idea. And so we're going to see that Avram gives it to Yitzhak, Yitzhak to Yaakov, Yaakov to Yosef, and eventually it's going to get to Moshe Rabbeinu as the 10th person. And the Radal says, finds it significant that Moshe Rabbeinu is the 10th, because you know we say like Asiri HaKodesh, the 10th is always more a holier number. So he says, if you added Mr. Shalach in between, like we just did, so it comes out that Moshe Rabbeinu is the 10th. So it has to be that there's an extra day in between. We also find some... in this week's parsha, the Mefarshim speak about how David HaMelech is the 10th generation after Yehuda. Yehuda, and then Yehuda's son was Peretz, Chetzer in Rom, Aminadov, Nachshon, Salmon, Boaz, Oved, Yishai, David. So David HaMelech was the 10th generation after Yehuda. So also there's a significance of the number 10. Al Kapanim, so we got up to Avram giving over to gave over after it says after Avram Avinu was Nifter, so Avram gave it over to Yitzchak. So Rabbi Steiner, who was not here this week, he asked last week, like, was there any overlap? Did it go like after he died, so then the next person got it, or was it even in the previous person's lifetime, was there some overlap over the responsibility of being Ma'abed Hashana? And we didn't see about that last week, but this week we see over here. At the end of last week, we saw that after Avram Avinu died, it went to Yitzchak. And here by Yitzchak, we're going to see that by the transmission between Yitzchak and Yaakov, it didn't work like that. So Yitzchak was to Yaakov. Yitzchak Avinu gave over Ibur Hashana to Yaakov Avinu. V'nichnas b'seid Ibur, v'Ibur Hashana. And Yaakov Avinu entered the secret of the Ibur, and he was Ma'abed Hashana. Yep. Now it says something interesting. Yotza Yaakov l'chutz la'aretz. Yaakov Avinu went to chutz la'aretz. We know that Yaakov Avinu ran away to Haran. After he got the bracha from instead of Esav, so he went to Chutz La'aretz. Ubikesh la'abes Hashana b'Chutz La'aretz. He wanted to do Ibur Hashana when he was in Chutz La'aretz. Omer LeKodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to him, Yaakov, ein lecha reshus la'abes Hashana b'Chutz La'aretz. You don't have permission to be ma'abed Hashana in Chutz La'aretz. Why? Harei Yitzchak Avicha. Behold, your father Yitzchak is still alive. Hu ya'abes Hashana b'aretz. He's going to be ma'abed. He's going to be an Abed Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael. Shneimar, it says in the Pasuk, Vayera Elikim El Yaakov Oid Bevayim Mipadan Aram Vayivarei Chesoy. Says Hashem appeared to Yaakov Avinu again when he was coming from Padan Aram. And when Yaakov Avinu came back to Eretz Yisrael, so it says that Hashem appeared to him again. Oid Bevayim Mipadan Aram. V'lama Oid. Why does it say Hashem appeared to him again? The first time Hashem revealed himself to Yaakov Avinu and he withheld Avinu from being Ma'abed Hashanah in Chutz La'aretz. He told Yaakov Avinu, don't do it. And when Yaakov Avinu came back to Eretz Yisrael, so Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to him, go out and be Ma'abed the year. Shneimar, it says the Pasuk, he blessed him. What was this blessing? Because he entered the Seid HaIbur. And Hashem gave him an everlasting bracha because he took over this responsibility. What? Basically, in a nutshell. Right. So Yaakov, he became in charge of being Ma'abed Hashanah. He took over. at some point while Yitzchak was alive.
In Eretz Yisrael.
In Eretz Yisrael. And then Yaakov Avinu went to Chutz La'aretz. Hashem said, no, don't do it in Chutz La'aretz. Instead, Yitzchak will do it when you're in Chutz La'aretz. And then when he came back to Eretz Yisrael, so Yaakov Avinu continued doing it. All this while Yitzchak was still alive. So the question is, why is it better for Yaakov Avinu to do it in Eretz Yisrael than Yitzchak to do it in Eretz Yisrael? And why, when Yaakov Avinu went to Chutz La'aretz, so now all of a sudden it's better that Yitzchak should do it, not Yaakov.
Yeah, since he handed over to his son already, why was it better for him for Yitzchak Avinu to do it in Eretz Yisrael instead of Yaakov Avinu, who was
right.
One holding the rights to do it in Chutz La'aretz? What's the matter with the Chutz La'aretz kind of thing?
Right, and also when Yaakov was in Eretz Yisrael, so why was it better for Yaakov Avinu to do it there if his father's still alive? So the Radal says two explanations. One of them is a little bit easier to go with. The other one, we have to exactly figure out. I don't know exactly what he means, but two explanations. The idea of being ma'aber the shana, of adding the month, is mavur in the Gemara's, is something that's given over to Bezdin. It's like it's a loch in Bezdin. It's a dayan that takes something to do such a thing. Now the loch is that by a dayan, if you're blind, then you can't be a dayan. That's a loch in Dayana, because it says Eini has the kenyan. I think that's the drasha. So you have to have eyes that work properly. And we know that Yitzchak was blind. Yitzchak was blind. So therefore, that's why Yaakov, you know, when he was in Eretz Yisrael, he was the one who was being ma'aber the shana instead of Yitzchak, because Yitzchak was blind. So he's puzzled at Dayanus. So Yaakov, it would be better for Yaakov, you know, to do it.
That's maybe what actually caused him to hand it over to his son.
What?
While he was still alive.
Right. The other pshat that the Radal says, and this you have to think about a little bit more, but he says that the pshat is that Yitzchak Avinu was blind, and since he was blind, so we know that a blind person is chashev kemeis, and then he doesn't explain exactly what the end is. So I'm not sure if that, so it's as if he's not alive anymore. So if he's not alive anymore, then what? And then when Yaakov Avinu left, so all of a sudden it says Kilu, he is alive. I'm not sure exactly what the, some sort of psul of Kilu, you're not alive. There's no psul of Dayanus of Kilu, you're not alive. So I'm not sure what the Nukud is. But the point is, like,
well, that was like a thing that, yes, there is one answer to that question. Then why should we hand it over to the next generation after one person dies?
Right.
What happened to Yitzchak Avinu was Kilu was dead.
Right. And then when Yaakov left, so then now Kilu is not dead.
That's the answer.
Kilu, he came back to life.
So Shem, when did he hand over to
Avram?
When he passed away, I guess.
I don't know. Before getting into Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov, we never discussed if it was before or after they died. We don't see either way in the Medrash. By Avram to Yitzchak, it says Dafka after Avram died, then Yitzchak took over. And over here it's saying Dafka when Yitzchak was still alive, Yaakov took over.
Yeah, I'm trying to answer his question. Like, his question is it has to apply to every generation.
Oh, I hear you saying. What are you saying?
No, but the answer would be the same for why, even though Yaakov was in Chutz La'aretz, it still is Yoter Tov, Lasot, the Eretz Yisrael. Even though Yitzchak was blind, or Kilo,
It seems like, so we're saying there was some sort of, for some reason, so let's say, like, if we go to the first pshat of the Radal, the pshat is that a dayan is possible if he's blind. So if Yaakov Avinu is in Eretz Yisrael, so Yaakov Avinu does it because Yitzchak is possible for a dayan, so he's blind. Yaakov Avinu goes to Chutz La'aretz, so all of a sudden, no, it's better for Yitzchak to do it than Yaakov to do it. Why? So we're going to say in a moment, but we're going to say that it's better to do it in Eretz Yisrael than to have Dayanim in Chutz La'aretz doing it. That's the Yisrael. It's going to say even stronger than that. But it's better to do it in Eretz, to do Ibur Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael than to have Dayanim do it in Chutz La'aretz. And then when Yaakov Avinu came back in, so since Yaakov is not post Dayanus and Yitzchak was, so better to have Yaakov Avinu do it because they're both in Eretz Yisrael. Even though Yitzchak is greater than Yaakov because he's his father, he's his Rebbe, so maybe the father of Rebbe should do it. But because he's post Dayanus, it's better for Yaakov Avinu to do it, not Yitzchak. So what we're saying here is really.
It's fine to say it's possible. Possible is possible. You don't take an answer, but it's possible. Look, even though because you don't have another answer, so do the mitzvah this way. You can't. It's possible.
So you're right. So let's see the next line in the Medrash. What does it say? A huge chiddush. Mikan amru, From here we say, Afilo tzadikim v'chassidim, or chachamim b'chutz la'aretz, even if you have tzadikim, chassidim, chachamim in chutz la'aretz, out of Eretz Yisrael, v'roi yetzenu v'okar ba'aretz, and you have a shepherd in Eretz Yisrael, ein ma'abrim etz Hashanah el ha'alei de'roi yetzenu v'okar. You should only do Ibur Hashanah through these shepherds. And instead of the Tamil Chacham, the Chassidim and Tzaddikim in Chutz La'aretz, it's better to do it with these shepherds in Eretz Yisrael than to do it with these people in Chutz La'aretz. It's a massive chiddush, but now we understand it, because what's the point of saying what's it stressing? Even shepherds, what's shepherds? So he doesn't. No one speaks this out properly, but I think the Pasha Pshat is like this. This is a Gemara in Sanhedrin on Chafhemid basis that shepherds, Rayatzenu Bokar, are Pasul Eidus. So now, and Tesis and Baba Kaman of Tesvav says that anyone who is Pasul Eidus is for sure Pasul Dayanus. So Rayatzenu Bokar are Pasul Eidus, Pasul Dayanus. And we're saying still it's better to do in Eretz Yisrael with someone who's Pasul Dayanus than to do it in Chutz La'aretz with someone who's a tzaddik and a chassid.
Why? Because maybe the cattle ate from the neighbor or something.
Yeah, whatever exactly the reason why he's pasul eidus. I don't remember exactly why. But this is exactly our story. Yitzhak is pasul eidus because he's blind. And we said it's better for Yaakov, it's still better for him to do it in Eretz Yisrael than Yaakov Avinu to do it in Chutz La'aretz. It's mamish exactly the story. What? One second.
Perhaps read one.
Oh, maybe we'll read that in a moment. Just this halacha. What? It's the same idea, but it's also kashur to Vayter. So, this idea of it's better to do Ibur Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael, even. You know, Amaratzin than to or Psulei Eidus than to do in Chutz La'aretz with righteous people is not so pashut. This is what Pirkei Avot Eliezer holds, but the Gemara doesn't say like that. The Gemara says in Brachos, in the end of Brachos, it says that if Tamar Chacham went to Chutz La'aretz v'loi hiniya Chacham kamoisei be'eretz Yisrael, and there was no one on his darga in Eretz Yisrael, so he should do Ibur Hashanah dafka in Chutz La'aretz, the Tamar Chacham, rather than to have someone who's not on his level doing it in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says not like this. The Gemara says it's better to do it in Chutz La'aretz than with someone who's more kosher than to do it in Eretz Yisrael with someone who's puzzled.
Do you know who's the Tanoi who's arguing with Abinezer?
Could be, it's Machlekes Tanoi.
Yeah,
Mustama, that's what the Pshat is. The Radal says that the Machlekes could be is whether doing it in Eretz Yisrael is a halacha d'oraisa or it's a halacha d'rabbanan. Interestingly, I saw the famous Yeshivisha Sefer called Emek Bracha from Rabbi Ari Leib Pomeranchik. And he, in Hilchas Ibur Hashanah, Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh, he says that he brings this Pirkei Blazer and he asks from the Gemara, and then he says that could be that the Pirkei Blazer is only talking about before Matan Torah, not after Matan Torah. But if we're going to see later on, if we read Vayter, we're going to see that this is true. The Pirkei Blazer understood this is true even after Matan Torah. It's better to do it with Psulei Dayanus in Chutz La'aretz in Eretz Yisrael than to do it with Kosher Dayanim in Chutz La'aretz. Just interesting, I was going through the sugi a little bit and I got a little bit stuck. If you look in the Rambam it seems goes like the Gemara and he also goes like the Pirkei Blazer, and now I'm completely confused. I didn't see anybody asking this question as if the Rambam is like contradicts himself. I'll just read you quickly the Rambam in Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh Perek Hei Halacha Aleph. The Rambam says, Kol Shamarinu Mikvias Reish Chodesh Al Ha'ri'iyah V'Ibur Hashanah Mepnei Hazman Mepnei Tzarech. Everything that we're talking about being Kaveh Reish Chodesh through seeing it, or maybe Ma'abra the Shana for because of the delay in time or whatever other reasons. Only Sanhedrin Eretz Yisrael does it. Or Beizin Hasmuchim be'Eretz Yisrael, or another Beizin that has smicha in Eretz Yisrael. Shenosu lahem a Sanhedrin Rishus, that the Sanhedrin gave them Rishus to do it. Shekach nema l'meisha la'aron, because that's what it said to Meisha Aaron. Hachodesh Yisrael lachem reish chadashim. And Chazal taught us that ish me'ish v'lamdu. We learn Ishmi, Ishmi, Moshe Rabbeinu, there's a halacha Moshe Rabbeinu, Shekachu Pirshu Dover, this is the explanation of the matter. Eidu Zu Teyem Mesura Lochem Ulkolo Oimer Achareim Bemukoimam. It's only given over, the power of Ibur Hashanah is only given over to Moshe and Aaron and people that are in the place of Moshe and Aaron. Only Davka Sanhedrin in Eretz Yisrael. Avo Bezman She'en Shom Sanhedrin in Eretz Yisrael. Ein Kevin Chadashim Ve'en Ma'abim Shana. We're not Kevin Rosh Chedesh and we're not Ma'abim Shana. Ela B'chashvin Zeh Shonu M'chashvin Boi Hayoyim. Rather, we only use this the set calculations of the calendar that we have nowadays, that we really use nowadays, that Rabbi Hillel, who was Rav Hillel, who was one of the Amoraim, the later Amoraim, he was Masakin, that's what we use, how the Cheshbon, when to make a leap year and when not to. The main Pirush over here on the Rambam Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, it's called Pirush, we don't know who wrote it, but it's from a Rishon, it says, on this Rambam, it says, Da, the Indians and this Barbie Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer Gadol. You should know that this is brought down in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. So it seems like the Rambam is passing like Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. You can only do it in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Laretz. But the Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh in the end of Perek Aleph, I'm not going to read it, but the Rambam over there says that if the Talmud Chacham of the door goes to Eretz, to Chutz Laretz, and lo yineh chacham kamaisai in Eretz Yisrael, so he should do it in Chutz Laretz. It's better for him to do it. But if there was someone on his level in Eretz Yisrael, the person on his level in Eretz Yisrael should do it. So the Rambam seems to go like the Gemara, that you could do it in it. I looked around and I searched, I couldn't find anyone who asked this question. So I think I must be misunderstanding the Rambam. Maybe there's some other factor here that I'm not
cheshbonning. Maybe there's like a difference between the Ritzon that was in Eretz Yisrael all the time, and Talmid Chacham that, like Yaakov Avinu, like he went to Chutz La'aretz. Maybe the Halacha here is talking.
So he's from Eretz Yisrael, so.
Yeah, maybe the Halacha is talking about. Okay, if you're talking about Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, right? He was in Chutz La'aretz, he moved to some place else in Chutz La'aretz. He never got to Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
Yeah, you know, Rabbi Aaron Kotler, the thing that he did with the. What's it called?
Who's that? What kind of Hatzmoy?
What's it called?
Carlo Gro, yeah. Say someone who is from Eretz Yisrael, he could. Hey, it could be.
I don't know. It just sounds like even though in times of Yaakov Avinu, even for him it was like not for him to do it. So there's clearly a machlokes. I don't know. Maybe the Rambam is talking about something in between. Maybe the guy came from the rabbi came from Eretz Yisrael and went to Chutz La'aretz, and by his time there's now a Talmid Chacham at his side.
I don't know. You have to look in the.
You checked the Torah.
Yeah, I looked in the fresh, and okay, fine. Let's continue. Afilu neviim b'chutz la'aretz v'hadyaitim b'eretz Yisrael. Even if you have a navi in Chutz La'aretz and a regular person in Eretz Yisrael, like the word hedyot could be as related to the English word idiot. I'm serious. So like even if you have neviim in Chutz La'aretz and idiots in Eretz Yisrael, ein ma'abirin es hashana ele al dei hadyaitim sh'be'eretz. You dafka use the idiots in Eretz Yisrael, not the neviim in Chutz La'aretz. And he brings a historical example of this. Golul Bavel, when Kal Yisrael went into Golus in Bavel, Hoyu Ma'abin Hashanah Alidei Hanisher Ba'aretz. They would do Ibur Hashanah through the people that were left in Eretz Yisrael. Whoever was left, even after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the first Beis Hamikdash, when most people went to Bavel, but there's still a small contingent of Yidden that were left in Eretz Yisrael under the governor Gedaliah ben Achikam. Right. So he was. So. They were Ma'abar the Shana. That community took care of being Ma'abar the Shana. Lo Yishar Echad Ba'aretz. But after Gedaliah ben Achikam was murdered by, what's his name? Yishmael ben something. What? Yishmael ben Doma, maybe? Yishmael ben Nisim. I don't remember. Okay, whatever. The kids are. So after Gedaliah ben Achikam was killed, so then everyone from Eretz Yisrael left. Then they started doing it in Babel because they didn't have any other choice. Then when Ezra came up from Babel, went back to Eretz Yisrael. And it's interesting that Ezra was not the first group of people that went back to Eretz Yisrael. Zerubbabel really led the first group. And the Radala discusses why we're talking about Dafka when Ezra came back. It could be even when Zerubbabel came back. The Radala has a teretz. I don't know exactly how to understand his teretz. But this is that only when Ezra came back, he brought the Kedusha back to Eretz Yisrael. But when Zerubbabel came, he didn't bring back the Kedusha. Okay, I'm not sure exactly. But Al Kapon, when Ezra came back, when Ezra came back from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, so Ratza Yechezkel Abres Hashanah beBavel. Yechezkel, who was one of the early Nevi'im, and he was brought into Bavel with the first wave of Golos with the, what's his name, Yechaniah, right? So he was still in Bavel, which is a chiddush that he was still alive, because he must have been really old. He was still in Bavel, and he wanted to be Ma'abed Hashanah like they were doing until then. Once there was nothing left in Eretz Yisrael, so they were Ma'abed in Bavel. So Yechezkel wanted to continue doing it in Bavel. Hashem said to him, Yechezkel, ein lecha rishus la'abed Hashanah b'chutz la'aretz. You don't have permission to be Ma'abed Hashanah b'chutz la'aretz. Harei Yisrael achechem. Behold, the Jews, your brothers, your brethren are in Eretz Yisrael already. They could be Ma'abed Hashanah. It says in the pasuk, Ben Adam based his soul Yeshua Advasam, Shalahan Hula Abbas Hashanah. It's Ben Adam, that's what Hashem called Yechezkel always, Ben Adam, son of a man, you son of a man, based his soul Yeshua Advasam. The Jews are sitting on their land, Shalahan Hula Abbas Hashanah. It's to them the responsibility of Abbas Hashanah, not to you in Babel. An interesting note over here. Like I was Meramis said before, the Seder Deres brings from Shalshalos HaKabbalah and other Mefarshim that in Tanakh it's not Mefarsh when Yechezkel died. We know when he lived. He lived in, you know, the beginning of the Galus, but of Galus Bavel. But we don't know exactly when he died. So the Shalshalos HaKabbalah and other Mefarshim say that he died. Meramis like in the beginning. It's still in the lifetime of Nebuchadnezzar. That's like in the first 20 years of Galus Bavel, but here it's before that he was still alive when Ezra was coming back. But the Radal brings an interesting question. If we understand like the Pirkei Avot that he was still alive when Ezra was coming back, so he has a kasha. The Gemara Megillah says that the why was Ezra, like we said before, Zerubbabel led the first wave of people from Bavel back to Eretz Yisrael, and Ezra led the next wave. So Gemara says, why didn't Ezra go with the first in the beginning, with the first wave? Why did he wait around and then start the whole thing afterwards? So the Gemara in Megillah Daf Tez Zayin Amidez says that Ezra's Rebbe Baruch Ben Neriah, who was the Talmud of Yirmiyahu Novi, he was alive in Bavel and he was too old to go to Eretz Yisrael, and Ezra didn't want to leave Bavel when his Rebbe was still alive because there's still more that he could learn from him. And once Baruch Ben Neriah was nifter, then Ezra went back to Eretz Yisrael. So the Radal asks, but Yechezkel was still alive, so he should have stayed in Bavel because of Yechezkel. Yechezkel was even older than Baruch Ben Neriah. So why did he go back to Eretz Yisrael? So the Radal says that it could be that Yechezkel was even, he was so old that he couldn't teach anymore. So anyway, it wasn't kedai to stay over there for Yechezkel. It could be Baruch Ben Neriah, even though he was old, he was still able to teach until his last moments. Okay, interesting idea. Okay, all of this was that's in parenthetical. I'm going back to following the transmission. We went. Avram is like Yaakov. Now the next stage. Yaakov Moser le Yosef. Yaakov Avinu gave over the Seder Ibur to Yosef. V'nichas was Seder Ibur v'Ibur as Hashanah b'Mitzrayim. Yosef took over and he entered the secret of the Ibur and he was Ma'abar the Hashanah in Mitzrayim, which is not such an easy thing to do because the Mitzrayim worshipped the sun god known as Ra, right? And Yosef went connected to the sun god of Ra by being Ma'abra the Shana because he was giving legitimacy to the moon as well. And the Mitzrayim, they didn't hold of the moon. So we're not going to get into it, but it's like it's a whole vikuach between Klal Yisrael and the Mitzrayim. That's why the whole Indian of Kiddush HaChodesh was revealed to Klal Yisrael right as they were going out of Mitzrayim. Like it's exactly the opposite of Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim believed in the sun and
right.
Show them exactly, yeah. They show them the exact opposite. But it's more complicated because Seder Ibur really is the sun and the moon together. It's not just denying the sun. But it's the same idea. And Mace Yosef, Yosef died. Mace Yosef and his brothers died. And it's Maito Ibur in Yisrael. And the Ibur, the Seyda Ibur was, it was sort of, the way I understand it, it means that like, people started forgetting exactly how to do it and what the secret is exactly. It was Nismayit, it became less. Just like the Seyda Ibur became less from Klal Yisrael during the Shibud Mitzrayim when they were enslaved in Egypt. So too, the Seyda Ibur is going to become less in the end of the fourth Shibud Malchus, in the last Golos that we're in now. Ad Shiyovei Melech Mashiach, until Mashiach comes, and Kishem Shenigla Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Radal understands that what this really means is that the Ibur that we have in our Golos is not being done in the most optimal fashion, because nowadays we don't go and have a bezin and sit down, should we add another month this year or should we not? We have a set calendar, so that's called that it's lessened, because it's lessened from its optimal formula. Okay, I'm not sure if that's exactly the pshat. I'm not so convinced. But that's the way he understands it. And the Medrash says, "Kashem shenigla kadosh baruch hu al Moshe v'al Aaron b'Mitzrayim, kavu otel higolus elodim b'seif malchus revius." Just like kadosh baruch hu revealed himself to Moshe and Aaron when they were in Mitzrayim and taught them how to do Seyda Ibur, so too Hashem is going to be megala himself to us at the end of the fourth Golos, in our current Golos. And I guess teach us how to do Seyda Ibur. Shenemar says the pasuk, "Vayomer Hashem el Moshe vel Aaron be'eretz Yisrael lemar hachodesh hazeh lachem." This month is for you. Mahu lemar? What does it mean? Lemar? Because if it's for Moshe and Aaron, so why is it saying to say to Klal Yisrael? So the answer is, "Emar lehem Yisrael, go tell Klal Yisrael, ad achshav etzli hayo Seyda Ibur." Until now, the Seyda Ibur is with me. And the Radal says it's not literally means until now, because we said all these people in between. But it means from when they forgot it after Yosef until now, Hashem had it. It's completely going to be for you forever. It's in people's hands. It's no longer going to be from Hashem. I don't know how you see from that when Mashiach comes, Hashem is going to bring it back. Maybe the Pshat is that when Mashiach comes, it'll be so forgotten that Hashem will have to reveal it, because there will be no other way of doing. We wouldn't know anything. Maybe.
Well, we don't know how to do it today.
What?
According to Radal, we don't know how to do it.
Right, we don't. We're just relying on the calculations, yeah.
When he comes back, he'll show us. You see it here in the sky, because remember, he showed.
Moshe Rabbeinu, right. He showed me Chodesh Hazeh.
What you're looking at.
Yeah.
This is it, and then now you go to the court and show them.
Yeah, we just that we found a way to skip the whole mystical around that thing, just like made a new calendar.
Right.
Out of calculations, it's not.
Right.
It's not the same thing.
It's not exactly the same thing. Right. Fine. Oh, Rabbeinu. Yeah, I have this extra one I brought. Perk. Fine, let's go weiter. It's a shtickle new topic right now, so. B'shleishem Abrin. You do Ibur Hashanah with three people. He's being katzer over here, but I'll just read to you the Mishnah in Misachah Sanhedrin on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, it's Machlokes. Ibur Hashana b'shleisha, divrei Rabbi Meir. How many dayanim do you need in order to do Ibur Hashana? So, three, according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, b'shleisha maschilin, you start off with three. U'v'chamishin neisim b'neisim, and with five people you start handling, you discuss it. U'v'gurmin b'shiva, and when the final psak is with seven people. U'v'gurmin b'gimul mu'beres, but if you did the whole thing with just three, then that's good enough. But so the Mishnah in Masechet Sanhedrin as a machlokes, do you need three people like Rav Meir, Tanakama, Rav Meir, or do you need seven people like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel? Yeah, comes along, pick Rav Eliezer. Rav Eliezer, Rav Meir, Basara. Another opinion, a third opinion. Rav Eliezer holds you need 10 people. Shinemar, Elikim Nitzol Badas Kel. Hashem stands in the congregation of Kel. Now the word Adas, we know from Gemara and Brachas, the word Adas always means 10. No, Rabbi Epstein, you're learning Brachas. How do we know that the Adas means 10? It's a trick question. Yeah, because like this. Rashi, in Mesechus Brachas, and the Vav and Aleph, Brit says like this. Rashi Dibra Maskel Uminayin Lasara. It says like this. Uminayin Lasara, Eda Kuriya Basara. And Eda is called Ten. Shneimar Ad Mosay LeEda Roh Hazeis. How much am I going to have to deal with this bad Eda? That wasn't the political statement. Yotzukar Yosha. It was talking about, it's a pasuk by the Meraglim, where he had 10 spies. It was really 12 spies, but Yeshua and Meraglim and Kalev were good. So he had 10 spies. And it says, Ad Mosi Le'eda Arozoi. So you see the word Eda is talking about 10 people. So that's how you know that Eda is 10. That's what Rashi and Daf Vav and Aleph in Bracha says. But if you look on Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis in Sechas Brachas, the Gemara brings a different pasuk. The Gemara brings a pasuk. He bought the mitecha eda hazois, and over there it's malahal anasar av kanasar. So over there it's talking about 10. But the pasuk of he bought the mitecha eda hazois is talking about kerach. But the kerach wasn't 10 people. It was more than 10 people. It was 250 people from Shevet Reuven, and you had Dosan Aviram and all kinds of other people that joined with kerach. So it wasn't 10 people. So they say that there's a mistake over here in the Gersa. It's supposed to bring the pasuk that Rashi brought down in Daf Vav Merav, not this pasuk over here that it says in Chafal from the base. All this is Merumas in Rabbi Kiveger on Daf Vav Merav in Maseches Brachos, where he just says L'kamon Chafal from the base. But so that's how we know that an Eda is 10 people. So it says Elikim Yitzal Badas Kel, and Elikim usually means like a Shvuah of Dayanim. Elikim in some context just means a powerful person, like a Dayan. And we say, and it's Ba'adas, so it means 10 people. So this halacha of Ibar Hashanah, which has to do with Beis Din, is with 10 people. That's what Rabbi Eliezer is saying in the Medrash over here. Interestingly, there's really a fourth opinion. Listen to this. In the Medrash Rabbah, in Parshas Emor, it brings from Rabbi Abohu that you need, how many people you need for Ibar Hashanah? 5 people. Now the main pirush over there on Medrash Shabbat is called Marash Yafeh. There's a sefer called Yafeh Tayar. So he asks, 5? The Gemara says, his machlikas, 3 or 7? Where do you get 5 from? That's not according to either opinion in the Mishnah in the beginning of Sanhedrin. Where do you get 5? So the Marash Yafeh says, you take a pshara. The Tanakhama held 3. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel held 7. So what's between 3 and 7? 5! So Reb Bo says 5! That's what the Marash Yafeh says. I wanted to tie that maybe a little bit differently, that Rabbi Yabohu, as far as I understand, lived in the time of Rabbi Yochanan. He was like an earlier Amora. Maybe even consider him a late Tana. So it could be he was arguing. We have a machlekes in the Mishnah. The machlekes in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. So he also had he also argued, and he said 5 instead of 3, 7, 10, whatever. So he had his own opinion. I don't know. I didn't have a chance to check if there's anyone that says that we say Tano Polig by him, but it could be that's the pshat. Oh, I'm sorry. This the point about the pshara wasn't the Marash Yafeh. He just asked the question. The sefer Yedei Moshe on Medrash Rabbah says the word about the pshara. Right. The halacha, the Rambam paskins, you need 7, like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. So not like the Tanakama, not like Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, says you need 7. So this is not really negiah halacha lemaisa. But we'll see. The next line is actually negiah halacha lemaisa, which is a very interesting discussion. Fine. Let's read back to in ismaitu. If there's less than 10 people, okay, Rabbi Eliezer says you need 10 people. And this matter, if you have less than 10 people, so what do? Mevi'in Sefer Torah, you bring a Sefer Torah, u'parsonos alifneihem, and you spread the Sefer Torah in front of them. And then he goes on and explains what's the story of how they were exactly ma'arba d'shana. But so basically, Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer says, halacha, if you don't have 10, so you bring a Sefer Torah, and now everything's good.
So
the Gemara in the 7th parak in Brachos is talking about having a minion for a mezumin for benching, and the Gemara says the Gemara had a havamina that if you have 9 people and Aron HaKodesh, we have 9 people and Shabbos, oh, that's also good enough. That's like 10. And the Gemara says, wait, an Aron is a person? Shabbos is a person? No. So how can it be Mitzar? So the Gemara says you can't. Tesis on Daf Mem Chesam Aleph in Mesachas Brachis says, this is, it's a big Tosfos. It's two lines from the bottom of the skinny, of the middle, of the skinny lines of Tosfos. There's a period there, so if you want to find it, it's easy to find it. V'yesh mitzaref and katan letfila, rak shehei chumash biyadei. Some people hold you could be mitzaref or katan for davening as long as he's holding a chumash. V'oymer Rabbi Natan.
Says that a chumash
actually should be a Torah. Oh, one second. Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan says the minhag shtus. It's a minhag shtus. Even back then they had minhag shtus. D'chi heichi d'amar otu orin gavra. The otu aron gavro, just like the Gemara says, is the aron a person? Hakanami otu chumash gavro, is the chumash a person? That's one question. Void. Hata ko amar katan mitzaref hayna filu b'loy chumash. The Gemara had a habamina that a katan also could be mitzaref, and the Rabbi Natan said that the akamavon is even if he's not holding a chumash. So why do you have to come on to a chumash? Maybe because the katan is mitzaref mitzad himself. Void. The loy chazan and b'shum tuchta demahani. We don't find in any place that holding a chumash does anything. Ela b'ovda de ibur shana, except when we're talking about ibur shana. Kishe erlin ba'aliyah be'perikat ablezer, like we find the perikat ablezer. De ka'amar b'shleisha ma'aber nesashana, Rabbi Elezer omer ba'asara, he says 10. Even it's my turn, if it was less than 10, mevi'in sefer Torah, you bring a sefer Torah, v'ais in a gula, and you sit down in a semicircle, whatever. V'ein maske shom she'eha katun eichas sefer Torah. It doesn't say you have to have a kid holding a sefer Torah, it just says bring a sefer Torah. So who said anything about a kid? Where do you get that it has to do with a kid? Maybe some of the 10 people sefer Torah mitzaref. Also, v'hasam nami leikomer ela sefer Torah ha'asi begillion avu chumashim shalanu loy. Over there, it's talking about a sefer Torah that's written with dioy and klaf, regular halachas of a sefer Torah, but maybe a regular printed chumash, maybe not. So where do you get that if a kid is holding a chumash, you could, well, not printed because this is talking about before the printing press, but stam written down on a piece of paper, not with the kedusha sefer Torah. How do you know that it should work? So Bin Tam says it's a minhag shtus. Other mafarshim. What? All of these are shtus. He's saying who said anything about a katan holding it? We're only talking about kiddush hashana, ibur hashana. We're only talking about. Yeah. Yeah. Tezus discusses it further also, but.
We just passed that like a month and a half.
So now you're gonna know what to tell. Furthermore, if you look in the Rishonim in Mesachas Brachos if you look in the Rashbats who has a pirish on Mesachas Brachos over there in Daf Mem Chesamun Aleph, and in the Maria Buav who has a pirish on the tour in Or Chaim Siman Nun Hey. When they bring the Rabbeinu Tam's question, I don't know if they bring Rabbeinu Tam, but when they bring the question on this minig, the way they ask it is, over here, you only need 10 people for Pirsumi Nisa, Pirsumi Milsa, so that everyone's going to know about it, so you need 10 people. So, but that's not, you don't really need mitzad the technical halachic of Ibur Hashanah, you don't need 10 people. So how do you learn that from to Dvar Shebik Dusha, that you need 10 people? Here you don't really need 10 people, you just need 10 people to be in the front. You don't. Over there you really need 10 people, so where do you learn it out? So it's also interesting that Pirkei Avot and Pirkei Tes later on talks about Chalitza. He says that Chalitza you also need 10 people, which is also a Chiddush, because the Gemara says you only need 5 people. But so the Pshat is Mistama, I think some of the Freshim say this, that over there it needs 10 people to make it more Mephorsim. The Gemara says you need 5 people to make it more Mephorsim, even though really 3 is good enough. Rabbi and Pirkei Avot, I guess, is saying even more than that. You need 10. The Radal points out another interesting thing. It says the lashon of the Pirkei Avot is v'minis ma'itu mevi'in sefer Torah. It sounds like if you had 10 people in this ma'itu, it became less. It's not talking about lechatchilo. You have 9 people and a kid, or you have 9 people and a sefer Torah, then it's good enough. No, it doesn't say that. It says if you had 10 people in this ma'itu, it became less, then you could do it. But to lechatchila use the sefer Torah also. So these are some very, very strong questions on the whole Indian. But halach la'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch in Or Chaim Siman Nun Hei in Hilchos Brachos says, he says yesh matirin loymar davar shebekdusha betisha v'tziruf katan. Some people hold that you're allowed to say davar shebekdusha with 9 people and a katan. Shehu yotzer miben shesh v'edei lemi mitzpalin, if he's, as long as he's older than 6 and he knows who he's davening to. V'lo yirin divrim legdeli apiskim, and the gedeli apiskim don't agree with this. V'hu din the eved v'isha mitzarfen, and also eved and a woman is not mitzarf. Comes along the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Vafilu al de chumish shebiyodei ein letzarfay." Even if a katan is holding a chumish, he should mitzarf him for minyan. But the Ramah says, "Mihu yishneigin lahakil b'shasad chak." Some people are making a b'shasad chak that if you have a kid and he's holding a chumish, then it could be mitzarf. But the Mishnah Berurah says no. That's not pshat the Ramah. The pshat the Ramah is that b'shasad chak, some people are making that just a kid alone is ready mitzarf, even without holding a sefer Torah, holding a chumash, whatever. And then the Mishnah Berurah brings different opinions and says that you could be mekel, but the minig is not to be mekel.
Means the person could rely on b'shasad chak.
That's what it seems like. And lemaisa, the Piskei Tshuva brings down that over there in Siman Nun Hey, the Piskei Tshuva brings down that you know, you could rely on this in like mamish dire circumstances, but it's not a good idea, and you should ask a big Talmud Chacham to be mekel. But he seems like he's saying that there are certain cases where you could. For example, he says that if you have a case, you have a minion, a regular minion, every day there's 10 people that come, or exactly 10 people. And one day, one of the guys doesn't show up, but there's a kid there. So if you don't have a minion today, so tomorrow you're probably not going to have a minion either, because everyone's going to be like, once they don't have a minion, I'm not going to come, I don't know if it's, I'll dive in somewhere else. And if you're not makel semach on this kula, you're going to come to be mevatel a minion kavua. So he says, in that situation, you know, you could be makel over here. But stamos not to be mekel. That's the Piskei Tshuva. So he has a whole rikhus if you want to look at it.
But for zimun, I know something happened this Shabbos here in this
city
here, with there were 2 people, and they wanted to make a zimun, so they got a katan.
We just started. We could I went to someone's house. The guys with the Ibrahim Pashabas, I went there and said, look, they have Zimun, so they come on, Rabbi. You can have Zimun. They're like, Yuda, where's the Shem? I said, up there. Okay, Rabbi Seidenberg, go. Avlan. He did it, Deuteronomy. The guys are Rosh Hashivas, not just someone.
Okay, I don't know. I don't.
They have this meaning, yeah, they have this meaning. They do it.
Okay, but in regard to something that needs 10 people, Dover Shebek Dusha, we saw that the Shulchan Aruch said that we don't hold like that. Even if the kid is over 6 years old and knows who he's davening to.
He's in between 3. Now the Gemara says, what happens when it's 10? When I do when I say Elokeinu, it's more makel there because we have 9. 9 looks like 10, and a whole bunch of Zavar there. And that's when it comes to Rabban and Abaye. Remember the Sugya? They ask if they're. Where's the sham? What did they say? You know,
yeah.
Up there, whatever.
And there were little kids or something, yeah.
And there were little kids, and over there was for the purposes, just like to tell people they're like, they're not telling me.
But.
Become Tommy Chacham. And the Lacha thought, you know.
Sounds like it's okay.
I think a lot is like that, like, in Gemara, not today, except for Sfaradik.
I don't know, try if to learn the sugi well. I didn't learn the sugi well. What? Yeah, like the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, we were just talking about Dover Shebek Dusha. I don't know what the halacha is by. No, but I'm saying the Shulchan Aruch is talking about Dover Shebek Dusha. He's not talking about 3 people for Zimun.
Right.
See, we have a Zimun right here.
Nevertheless,
right. Vinas, okay, let's read the Vinasan Kamin Gair and Agula. They make them the Dayanim sit down and they arrange themselves like in a circle. Vyoshin Gadol if you gadol if a kadol if you katnai, and they sit down the more hush of a person in the more hush of a place, the less hush of a person in the less hush of a place. Nursim Pen Lamata Laaretz, and they put their faces downwards. A person kapen lavin shashmaim, they spread out their hands to God. Vresh Hayeshiva Maskas Hashem. The head of the chairman, he mentions the name of Hashem. Radal says, you know, we don't know exactly why, but some of that means because he's going to make a bracha. The Radal says maybe it means he's going to make a bracha on the mitzvah of Ibur Hashanah. Okay, so he mentions the Shem Hashem, and then the Ma'arbe the Shana B'Shem in Baskel, and they hear a heavenly voice call out Shetzevachas V'Mes. It screams out and it says B'Lashen Hazeh, in this Lashen V'Yom Hashem V'Meisha V'El Aaron Lemer HaChedesh Hazeh Lachem. It says a Baskel would come out and say this pasuk. I think the pshat is to say as if the Hashem is agreeing with whatever the Beis Din decided to do that year, whether they're going to add another month or not. And Hashem is saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's up to you. Umayovin Hador, Einan Shemin Kum. But as the generations progressed, you didn't hear anything. There was no Baskel anymore. Ela Kibiyochol, Einan Yochol Shakin Shechina Benem. Rather, Kibiyochol, whatever that means, Hashem's Shechina is not there when they're Ma'abra the Shana. The Radal points out that in the time of Rebbe Eliezer, they did have a Baskel. So why is it saying that they didn't hear a Baskel? So he wants to say that this line in Pirkei Rebbe Eliezer was added on afterwards. Because in Rebbe Eliezer's time, they did have Baskels. And it must have been added on sometime between after Rebbe Eliezer, but before they started doing it Al-Pil Cheshbon. So like sometime in the later Tanan, early Amorim, Tukufa. Okay, I don't know. I don't know if it's muchach to say what he's saying. Could be that dafka this baskel they didn't have, but baskels in general they did. Like we have the famous machlikis between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim about Tanur Shalachnai, where Rabbi Lezer said, "Oh, the river should flow backwards, and this tree should move from over here to here." And the baskel came out, and all these things happened. The baskel came, so we do fine. Yeah, it's something happened. The other halacha like Rabbi Lezer, and then Rabbi Shua, who always argues with Rabbi Lezer, says, "Zayin mashkichim a baskel kol ikar."
Who says that?
Rabbi Shua. He's the one who argues. Rabbi Shua. He always argues with Rabbi Lezer. That's how you remember who it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Fine. Leba Shemayim. Fine. Let's see right there. Va'ashrehem ha'imdim ha'mokim ha'hu b'shahahu. Fortunate are the people that were zeichet to stand over there and be around when Bez and Paskins to be ma'abra the Shana. Shneimar, it says in the Pasuk. Now, this Pasuk is, we have to know what Shaykh has. Ashrei ha'ab yedei tzrua. Fortunate is the nation who knows the trua. Pashup shah, that means who knows how to blow a shofar. Hashem, bo'or panach yalechon. Hashem, in the light of your face, they're walking. Bo'or panach lekadosh baruch hu hein mahalchim. In the face of Hashem, that's who they're walking through. It's like when the dayanim paskin ibur hashana, like the face is like mom. I guess the pshat is like they light up like the face of Hashem. So if you're there, like you get to like partake in like being in the face of Hashem. But what's this pasuk that is bringing here? Ashrei ha'am yedei tzrua. When the world, fortunate is the nation that knows the tzrua, the blowing of the shofar. What does that have to do with being ma'abra the shana? So let's say. So the Radal says like this. The Radal says that the lashon of that like this. Ashrei ha'am yedei tzrua. That just like we find that by when they would declare Rosh Chodesh or whatever, so they would blow the shofar to be mefarsim it, so people would know about it. So too, when they would be ma'abed l'shana, the Beis Din would blow the shofar to be mefarsim it. So that's what it means. Ashrei yedei tzrua is referring to blowing of the shofar in order to be mefarsim the ibur shana. That's what the Radal says. If you look in the pirsha, you guys have Bayis Hagadol. So he also asks this. Read it. He says, "Tzorich inin ma inin yedei tzrua li ibur hashana." What does yedei tzrua have to do with ibur hashana? He says, "Ve'evshem mishum she'in megalin ibur hashana ad la'achar Rosh Hashana." So maybe like this. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Yud Beis. It says that we're not going to be megala ibur hashana until after Rosh Hashana. Meaning, all this year, are we going to make an extra other or not? So when do they publicize whether there's going to be an extra other or not going to be an extra other? So the Gemara says that they only do it after Rosh Hashanah of that year. I mean, really, you could do it, you know, in the summer, let's say, right? But why dafka after Rosh Hashanah? So you see, for some reason, Ibur Hashanah has something to do with the Indian of Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, this pasuk of Ashrei Ha'am Yedei Tzrua has something to do with what we're talking about of Ibur Shana, but it's still lacking something. We don't exactly understand what's going on. This pshat that the Bayis HaGadol says, the source of this pshat is The Marash Yafe, who I mentioned a few minutes ago, who wrote a Sefer Yafei Torah on the Medrash Rabbah, and he says this in the Medrash in the Yafei Torah on Vayikra Rabbah and Parshas Emor. So this pshat from the Bais HaGadol is also from the Marash Yafe. That the reason why the Gemara brings this pasuk, why the Medrash brings the pasuk of Asher Yadei Sruah, is because you're not megala Ibur Hashanah until after Rosh Hashanah. Now, Rav Yosef Engel, who I mentioned a few weeks ago, he in his Sefer Eitzrus Yosef, Chelik Gimel, in Maimer Halavana, in Yud Aleph, asks like this. If you look at the Gemara, Let's learn the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, Ein Ma'aber Nes Hashanah Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. We're not going to be Ma'aber Nes Hashanah before Rosh Hashanah. Meaning we're not going to say that there's two others before Rosh Hashanah. And V'im Ibrua Einam Abes. And if you did it, it doesn't work. And you could do it like earlier, but then like not to tell people or whatever. Yeah, Rashi says, what's the whole inyan? Why can't you do it before? Who cares? We could decide in the summer if there's going to be two others. Who cares? Why do you have to do tafk after Shana? Says Rashi, not what you were expecting. Rashi says, "Ein yishin beizin kodesh rishon la'ayin v'loimer tizav rishon azu b'shnei adorim." Why? Mipnei sheyesh shichah b'davar kodesh shagia u'mizazli b'chametz. Because people are going to forget, and there's going to be mizazli b'chametz. What comes along? And let's say like this: in the summer, they decide there's going to be two others this year, right? But you know, through the long winter, I forgot that there's supposed to be two others. Yeah, so I start making my Pesach preparations and cleaning my house and v'chulu. Yeah, and I come to the city, I come to the city for Yontif, right? And what do? I see you guys are sitting around partying, you're eating hamantashes. How can you hamantashes? It's Pesach and chametz. No, you didn't hear that there's two others this year. There's two others. I forgot. So because of this, people are going to be mezalzel in the Isra of chametz. Okay, yeah, I'm going to see you guys. Okay, whatever, I see they're eating chametz, but, you know, whatever, it's not so serious, the Isra of chametz, so that's why they're eating chametz on Pesach, but really it's Pesach. I didn't realize that it was Ibur Hashanah, and really it's Purim, it's not Pesach. Okay. So that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, the reason why you can't be Ma'abir Hashanah before Hashanah is because people are going to forget, and they're going to be mezalzel in the Isra chametz. So now, What is if that's the reason behind that Gemara? So what is the pasuk of Yedei Sruah that's talking about Rosh Hashanah and let's say even more specific the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah? What does that have to do with Ibur Hashanah? Don't tell me it's because you're not Ma'aber Hashanah before Rosh Hashanah. The reason you're not Ma'aber Hashanah before Rosh Hashanah has nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. It's a technical thing because otherwise people are going to forget and then they're going to be mezalzel in the Isra of chametz. If anything, it has to do more with eating matzah or not eating chametz on Pesach than it has to do with boring shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So why is the Gemara bringing us? Why is the Medrash bringing us pasuk of Asher Yalu Yedei Sruah? So. Okay. So the Rav Yosef Engel says this word, and the Rashash in his Pirush on Vayikra Rabbah also says this idea that the word trua, you in some instances it means blowing of a trua, like we say by shofar, you know, whatever trua means how to blow exactly a shofar. There's a crying out. Let's say trua means a crying out. Some instances trua means crying out of a shofar. That's true. In other instances, the word true means something else. When Bilam was saying about Klal Yisrael, he was describing them, he said, Hashem Elikav Imai Utruas Melech Bai. So some of the Rishonim are bothered, what's the mile of Klal Yisrael, that Truas Melech Bai? That the blowing of the Shefer of the Melech, of Hashem, is with Klal Yisrael. Why is that a mile of Klal Yisrael? What's the mile? But Rashi over there in that Pasuk, we have a Chumash? We have a Chumash. Rashi whatever, it's okay. Rashi in that pasuk says, "Utruas malach boy." That in this context, the word trua, it comes from the lashon of reya, a friend. You have to learn reya cha kamaycha, right? Kigach ish shorei ehu, reya, a friend. And the word truas melech boy means the friendship of Hashem is with Klal Yisrael. The word trua means friendship. And so they want to say that Rav Yosef Engel and the Rashash basically, they want to say that that's what it means in this context as well. Ashrei ha'am yedei surua is referring to the friendship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the way I understand it, it works very well with what we said last week. The Indian of Ibar Hashanah is to make sort of peace. Like we said, the Kohanim make peace, and that's why the Kohanim are kashur to Ibar Hashanah, to make peace between the Mahalach of the Lavana and the Mahalach of the sun, to make peace between the one that gives Shefa and the one that receives Shefa. This makes a lot of, if you understand that, the Indian of Ibar Hashanah could be also to make peace between Klal Yisrael and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Ashrei Ha'am Yedei Srua is mamish talking about Ibar Hashanah. Trua means in this case making friendship, making peace between Klal Yisrael and Hashem. And I think that's why the Medrash is bringing dafka that pasuk. If we go deeper into it, there's also ways that you can say that this really has to do with blowing of the shofar, that shofar is mamtik dinim, and you could go more into it and say how really it's also talking about shofar, and it's talking about Ibar Hashanah, and it's talking about friendship. But I think we can stop at this point and go weiter. Alright, so why are we ma'abar the shana? What are the factors? We said it's like a din. They sit down and we had Rav Shimon Gamliel said you start off with three and then you get five to handle and then seven when you pass it. What are you handling? What's the discussion? So the Medrash says al shleisha simanim ma'abar l'shana, because of three simanim or three factors there would be ma'abar l'shana, decide whether we should add the extra month this year or next year or whatever. What are those three simanim? Al ilanos, on fruits. Which the Bais HaGadol says that means that the fruits, we want to make sure that the fruits are going to be ripe before Shavuos. That way people can go bring their Bikurim when they go to the Beis HaMikdash for Shavuos. Because if it's going to be ripe afterwards, then they're going to have to go bring their Bikurim, you know, a few months later, and it's going to be Matriach people to have to go twice to the Beis HaMikdash. So we want to make it that they can be able to bring their fruits on time. But if the fruits are going to be delayed that year, They're gonna be ripe instead of in Sivan. They're gonna be ripe in Tammuz. So it's better to make two others and then make it that Sivan will be a month earlier, and then it'll work out that they'll be able to bring their fruits by Shavuos. Al ha'asavim, on grass, which the Bais HaGadol changes the girsa, says no, it's not supposed to say grass. It's supposed to say al ha'aviv, on the spring, because we know there's a halacha that Pesach is Shomayos Chodesh Aviv. Says the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, Shomayos Chodesh Aviv. That Pesach Pesach is supposed to be the Chag HaAviv. It's supposed to be the spring. So you have to make sure that Pesach is going to be in the spring. If something is if the calculations of the years comes out that Pesach is going to be a little bit earlier, a little bit later, then we don't want that to happen. So we have to make sure that Pesach is going to be in the spring. Valat Kufas. And then also the astronomical seasons, the way the solstice and the equinox, I don't know exactly how these things work, but we have to make sure that those things are also working out with the certain times as given by Chazal. So there's a few different problems with Gersos over here and Cheshbon of exactly what's Iker and what's Tuffel and how things work with the Radal goes through this Barichos. I'm going to read it like simply and not go too much into it. Higiru Shnayim, if two of, we'll go with the most simple Mahalach. Higiru Shnayim, if two of them came on time, meaning, you know, the grass came on, let's say not the grass, the aviv came on time and the fruits came on time, then we're not going to be ma'abar the shana for just the fruits or just for aviv. But higia echad v'lo higia shnayim ma'abar nes hashana. If one of them came on time but two of them didn't come on time, then ma'abar nes hashana. Fine. Al tkufis. What does it mean that we're ma'abar the shana because of the tkufa? I'm reading it a little bit differently than you might have it punctuated. But Al Tkufis, what does it mean that you were Ma'abed Hashana because of the Tkufa, because of the astronomical seasons? Im Nichnas Al Tkufa Me'esim Yem Shal Chodesh Teves L'Mata Ma'abed Hashana. If it's going to come out that the winter solstice is going to come out on the 20th day of Teves or later, then we make it, then we're Ma'abed Hashana. Me'esim Yem Shal Chodesh Teves L'Mata in Ma'abed Hashana. But if it's going to come out that the winter solstice is going to be on the 20th day of Teves, or earlier, then we won't be Ma'abed Hashana. We'll leave it the way it is. Fine. Now this line, the Radal doesn't point this out, but I think this is Pashat. This line, what's going to say over here, is for sure later added on later than Rabbi Eliezer, because it's talking about the cheshbon that we have of Ibur Hashanah that we use nowadays, that for sure didn't exist in the time of Rabbi Eliezer. So it says, Machzer ha'ibur mitash reshana. The cycle of when which years were Ma'aber the Shana and which not is a 19-year cycle. V'shiva machzorim ketanim yeshboy. And there's seven, he calls it machzorim ketanim. I don't know what exactly that means, but the Radal says that means that there's 7 years of the 19 years that you do add an extra month. Now there's also here a problem with Girsos, so we'll read it the way the Radal wants to read it. Yesh mehen, this is how to do it. Yesh mehen mishta, yesh mehen shalosh, shalosh ushtayim, shalosh, shalosh, shalosh ushtayim. That's the cheshbon of the of which years of the 19-year cycle have an extra month.
So these are the years from the beginning of the 19th to the end.
No, from each other. The first one is from the beginning, and then it's from each other. Watch, shalosh is 3, meaning the third year of the cycle. Shalosh, 3 years later, meaning the sixth year of the cycle. Shtayim, 2 years later, meaning the eighth year of the cycle. Vishalosh, 3 years after that, which is 11. Shalosh, 3 years after 11, which is 14. Shalosh, 3 years after 14, which is 17. Mushtayim, 2 years after 17, which is 19.
That's our calendar?
That's how our calendar works.
So let's say, which cycle are we in right now? When did it start? The present cycle.
We'll get to. I don't know exactly, but it could be that it'll be easy to cheshbon. I hope you guys have your calculators with you. But on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Nigla Kadosh Baruch Hu al Moshe ve'al Aaron be'Eretz Yisrael. On Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Hashem revealed Himself to Moshe and Aaron in Mitzrayim. V'ho'isa Shnas Chamesh Yisrael from Machzor Hagadol Shel Levana. It was the 15th year of the Machzor Gadol of the Levana, which we don't know what that means because we skipped Perek Vav and Zayin. So we're not going to get into what exactly that means, but it's a shnas shvasre l'shnas machzor ha'ibur mikan ve'alachamone yelachem. It was the 17th year of the machzor of the ibur shana, and in that year, and Hashem said to them, "This way is now, and then from now on, you guys are going to be in charge." Now let's. You have a calculator with you? Oh, how much time? What time is it? Okay, fine. So I'm not going to get into the cheshbon of how do we know this, but you probably all know that the year of Yetzias Mitzrayim was 2448. That was what year the Jews went out. I can tell you exactly how to cheshbon it, but it'll take too long. But that was the year of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yeah? So now, the year, take 2448. Yeah, divided into 19. What do you get?
This year.
128, whatever, something. 128 and little and more, yeah? So we're Pasha people. We do long division. But we don't this makes calculators makes us a little bit more complicated. Take 128, multiply it by 19, what do you get?
2448.
No.
I mean, I didn't do exactly. I did the
number. No, don't do that. That's going to get you. Of course, it's going to get 2001. I'm saying take 128 straight.
128. Okay.
We want to know how many years after the 128th cycle was 2448. That's what we're trying to figure out now.
128
times 19. Is
2,432.
Now 2448 minus 2432 is 16. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So it comes that the Yetzias Mitzrayim was in the 16th year of the 129th cycle of Ibur Hashanah from the Bria Sa'ilam. Correct? The year of Mitzvah time, 2448, was 128 cycles plus 16 more years from Briyas Olam until the year of Mitzvah time, right? Okay. That's all we just said. We said it's the 17th year. We just said we're saying it's the sixth. We just said it's the 16th year, right? 128 times 19 plus 16 is going to be 2448. But the Medrash just says Shnas Shvas or Shnas Machzor
Ibur. We left a bunch of after the zero, we left a bunch of decimals.
And it's 129,
right. Right. It's 16 years into the 129th cycle. 128 times 19 plus another 16 years.
Ad Vad B'Klal or Ad Lo Ad B'Klal, meaning it could be the end of the 16th. Now it's beginning the 17th. Why can't you say that?
No, because we're talking about the new year. What year is it now? You're saying...
So your calculation could be...
No.
I'm
including...
Ad-Vad-Klal could be, meaning it's been 16. And now, it's a total of 16. Now we're beginning the 17th. Maybe. That's when I'm just...
No, because the 17th is going to be 2449. And Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's the year after Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right now, we're talking about the first day of the year of that Yetzias Mitzrayim is going to be in. We're talking about a week and a half, 2 weeks before Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Radal, because of this question, says that it's not supposed to say 17, it's supposed to say 16. He changed the Girsa. And now you know why he changes the Girsa. But he says one more point. He says that also, if it was in the Medrash Seder Olam, it says that the Mishpat, it's also a Mishnah in Mesachas Idyos, the Mishpat of Mitzrayim took 12 months. It's Mufur from the Mufarshim that what happened was that each of the 10 Makas took 1 month. And the Makkah started in Tammuz. It said Tammuz, Av, Elul, Tishrei, Cheshen, Kislev, Tevis, Shvat, Adar, and they went out. Nisan was the last one, and that's when they went out. Yeah. So that means that there was only one other that year. Yeah. Now, if according to what we're saying, it was the 17th year of the Cheshbon, so it should be there was two others, because in the 17th year we said you have your Ma'abed Hashana. So the Radal says it can't be that we're talking about the 17th. It has to be talking about the 16th. So that's another reason why he changes the gear. So.
A little confusing. In Moshe's time, you didn't need the cycle, right?
Oh.
Because then you had the Kiddush HaKadosh.
I'm completely confused about that point also.
Wow.
This whole Cheshbon is only like nowadays. Before nowadays, we said in the Medrash before that Avraham Avinu was Ma'abed Hashanah, so it didn't go according to the set calculations. Mm-hmm. So what are we talking about over here?
Wait, no, it still could have. What was the gap
between... Could have.
What was the gap between... What was it between Yosef and Moshe?
Yeah.
But who passed it to Moshe?
We said that Hashem was Megala to Moshe Rabbeinu.
Yeah,
Hashem revealed it to Moshe. He's saying, because in the time right before Moshe Rabbeinu, they were using the Cheshbon instead of using people. So then maybe that's why it's the Medrash is making a point of saying which year of the cycle it was when it was Nizgala to Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay,
I'm
not sure.
Moshe Rabbeinu. Now that we have to prove it, that Hashem gave it to the other Rishon, and then
Moshe
Rabbeinu.
Yeah, and we said Moshe Rabbeinu was the 10th from that transmission.
The only one after...
Oh, the only one they get directly from Hashem. And Be'ezus Hashem, coming up soon, Melech HaMashiach is also going to get it. And then we'll have three people, Adam, Moshe, and Mashiach. Okay, thank you guys for coming, and thank you for staying. And